JJPI, Scientific Voices.
My name is Dr. Ronald Halim. I'm an assistant professor in the School of Biosystems and Food Engineering at University College Dublin, Ireland. I have over 10 years of experience in microalgae biotechnology. As part of my job, I manage a research group specializing in the application of microalgae for the treatment of side products from agri-food sectors. I also teach undergraduate and master level courses at University College Dublin in food processing and food technology. Microalgae are aquatic microorganisms with the ability to capture carbon dioxide via photosynthesis, the same process that takes place in plants. Microalgae have enormous potential for the bioeconomy. Their biomass rich in products for which Ireland and the EU are highly dependent on import, such as omega-3 fatty acids in the food sector and biofuels in the energy sectors. When grown on wastewater, microalgae can absorb nutrients in the water into their own biomass, cleaning the water while converting the nutrients into useful products such as those I mentioned just now. Microalgae can thus have a significant impact on the European agri-food landscape, cleaning wastewater in a sustainable manner while generating new products for the bioeconomy. Our group here at University College Dublin aims to contribute towards the development of microalgae industry in the EU. To do this, we undertake several ongoing projects, one of which is AlgaeBrew. Beer production generates a large amount of wastewater. It is estimated that for each liter of beer produced, between 3 to 10 liters of wastewater is generated. This wastewater comes from different steps in the brewing process, and they can include waters from processing steps as well as equipment cleaning. The EU is a key player in beer production, annually producing about 52 billion liters of beer back in 2021, and as a consequence, generate about 156 billion liters of wastewater from beer production. The current method to treat this wastewater involves a series of steps that are energy intensive and chemical intensive. The treatment is not sustainable, it is expensive, and it represents a significant cost to brewers. What we want to do in AlgaeBrew is to develop a new method of treating brewery wastewater using microalgae. Instead of having a linear method for breweries where they clean the water and then discharge the wastewater, microalgae can clean the wastewater, but then generate valuable components that can then be recycled in the bioeconomy in a circular manner. This adds value to the brewery wastewater treatment, allowing brewers to generate valuable products from their waste treatment process and adding to their profit margin. At the same time, microalgae can capture carbon dioxide from the beer production, contributing to the decarbonization of beer production and making beer production more sustainable. AlgaeBrew is a project looking into the application of microalgae for upgrading brewery waste into animal feeds and biofertilizer. It is a multinational project. In addition to ourselves here at University College Dublin, the project also involves six other academic partners and two industry partners across different European and EU-associated countries, such as Belgium, Italy, Romania, Turkey, and Morocco. The project combines expertise from different areas: beer production, microalgae, animal feed production, and fertilizer formulation. Our research can lead to more sustainable and potentially more profitable beer production, allowing breweries to reduce chemical requirements of their wastewater treatment and capturing carbon dioxide while generating valuable products that can then be sold to different end users in other sectors. For AlgaeBrew, we are specifically investigating a group of microalgae species that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids are of course essential for immune system development and used widely in dietary supplements for animals and humans. Commercial omega-3 production, however, relies on fish oil caught from wild fish, putting enormous strain on the ocean. The oil from microalgae biomass can serve as a substitute for this fish oil and contribute to reduction in overfishing. So if you think about it, algae brew can have a win-win impact on both beer production and omega-3 fatty acid production. For the beer production, it can make the beer production more sustainable by treating their waste products using microalgae and capturing carbon dioxide. For the omega-3 production, the microalgae biomass that's generated during the growth on the wastewater can now serve as an alternative source for omega-3 oil that can replace fish oil. I'm here today to bring more awareness on the sustainability of beer production, issues associated with brewery wastewater, as well as different options available to mitigate them. More importantly, different circular options that's available to mitigate wastewater treatment. Equally importantly, I would also like to be an ambassador for microalgae, making sure that your audience is aware of these rich natural resources that are present all around in our surrounding and their untapped potential for environmental management, as well as applications in the food and feed industry. It's only been a year since we started Algae Brew, and of course, the project still has two more years. So a lot of our results to date are still preliminary. However, what we found so far appears to be very promising. So different species of microalgae are able to grow well on the brewery wastewater without the need for additional nutrients. The microalgae also did a relatively good job at cleaning the wastewater. They can remove up to 70% of the waste nutrients in the brewery wastewater. Over the next couple of years, we'll be optimizing growth conditions to maximize microalgae production in the wastewater. After that, with our partners in the UK and Morocco, we'll be scaling up the microalgae production from lab scale to roughly 1,000 liters to assess the feasibility of implementing microalgae treatment for brewery wastewater at large scale. After that, of course, then the algae brew partners in Belgium, Italy, and Romania will examine the use of the microalgae biomass that we obtain from growing in the wastewater for animal and aquaculture feed application. Algae Brew is a Face JPI project looking to unlock the potential of microalgae for the valorization of biowaste products. The project was funded under SustFood2 FOSS call under the Innovations to Improve Food Sustainability.